Good afternoon, everyone, or good evening, depending where you're at, maybe even good morning. Welcome to Accessible World and Tech Talk. This is Monday, January 9th, 2017. Happy New Year to all of you. My name is Ken Metz, and I'm co-chair along with Mr. Allen over here. Lemley, and I know Bob's on here, thank goodness, because he can save me if I need it. But I've done this before, so I think we'll be okay. I'd like to welcome a person who's been on our program many times on Accessible World. He is a man of many, many talents. He is a singer in Barbershop Quartet along with his brother Larry. And he is also working at Disney, at their travel agency here in Anaheim. John has done a lot of work, as all of you know, in radio, and everyone that's on here I know really knows him, so I don't have to give him much of an introduction. But I think what's really interesting is the work he also does, and so does Larry, in the world of technology. And today, John has a program for us that we'll get started in a moment. There's a file all set to go for the program, and then John will take Q&A from the audience. If you have questions as you listen to the program, and I'll tell you what it is in a minute, but if you have questions, you just hit the F8 key and the letter Q and enter if you have a microphone. If you don't have a microphone, please hit the F8 key, type your question, hit enter, and I see Ron is here too. Hi, Ron, our great reader. And Ron will read the question, and then hopefully John will be able to answer it. So again, F8 and Q, enter if you have a microphone attached. F8, write your question, and enter if you do not have a microphone. All right. With that, tonight John is going to be talking to us about a program called QCAST, QCAST, and it is a podcasting program. I've only heard the name so far, so I'm certainly going to be listening with a lot of interest. And with that, I'm going to ask John Ballou, our great engineer of files, to start the program, please, as soon as I unlock. John, the mic will be yours in just a second. Thank you so much.
Pre-edit. Sound. The Fat Price Tech Talk Train in Room Skype. See user documents by concordings. Windows Media
Thank
Player.
You, and welcome to Tech Talk's presentation on QCAST. We're going to discuss this podcatcher today. That's what they call it for some reason. And I'm going to assume most of you are familiar with podcasts. Just by way of quick recap, you can listen to podcasts pretty much no matter where you are. And podcasts are presentations on any number of given subjects. Whatever subject you are interested in, chances are pretty good that there is a podcast available for you to listen to. Assistive technology, for example, is what brings us together every Monday evening. And there are lots of podcasts. Some of them are Windows-based applications. Some of them are iOS applications. And if you want to, you can download the links that will allow you to capture them whenever they come out. Some come out weekly, some come out biweekly, some monthly, some every 5 seconds, it seems. But it's a great way to keep up with what's going on, and you can take a look at what the synopsis is and decide whether you want to download that particular podcast for that particular episode. And There have been a number of podcatchers over the years that worked very well until a new Windows version came out. A lot of us used to use Juice, and then people had little bits of difficulty using it in Windows 7. I didn't, for whatever reason. I was able to install it, but when Windows 10 came along, it gave me all kinds of problems. And so, fortunately, a more recent and far more accessible podcatcher became available from a company called Accessible Apps, and it's called QCAST. And once I began to download and install that one, I had no problems at all. It's absolutely easy to use and gives you information. All you need to do is arrow or tab around, whatever you feel like doing, and you'll have information about any number of podcasts that you may want to download. You can delete them in times if you decide that you don't need to hear them anymore. Some podcasts don't come out very often, and so it's nice to have them when they do make themselves available. Every time a new one becomes available, there's a little sound effect that you hear, and that tells you that there's something new in the way of podcasts. And then you down arrow through the one with the most recent date, and odds are pretty good that that's the new one that just became available. So, works very well. I'm using JAWS 18 with the latest January update, and well, I'm sure it works with all the screen readers. We haven't even talked about iOS yet, but those are good podcatchers as well. I use Downcast, but there are a couple of others that are very good as well. And it allows you, podcasting allows you, in terms of listening abilities, to either sit at your desktop and listen, or if you're out and about, you can put it on your phone and take your phone with you. If you're in a situation where I am, where I can't use my phone at work on the floor, then what I do in those situations is I take those podcasts, either from the desktop or the phone, and I move it over to my stream. And I can use my stream as I'm listening for a call to come in and listen to a podcast or read a book or do whatever I want to do. I just can't use the phone while I'm on the floor. We're going to talk today primarily about QCast, the desktop application, although I think it's available on a couple of different platforms. So what we'll do is we'll go to the Accessible Apps webpage, and we'll look around up there and just kind of see what information it gives us. They don't update it that often. It's the same version now that I got when I downloaded it initially back in the spring of 2016. So occasionally they come out with new ones, but not that often. It's working really well, so nothing new which would necessitate any changes.
Accessible Apps, QCast, Navigation Region, QCast, Easy Accessible Podcasts, Heading Level 1.
Okay, we'll just read a little bit from the website.
Heading Level 1 QCast, Easy Accessible Podcasts. QCast gives you an accessible and intuitive interface to listen to your favorite podcasts. No more wrestling with the program just so you can listen to a new episode. It will never lose your place, and should you desire, you can speed your podcasts up for more enjoyable listening. Interested? You can try it for free right now. Visited link try now. Heading Level 2 Make Podcatching Fun Again. Podcasts have taken the world by storm. These audio or video presentations are meant to be downloaded and enjoyed by people from around the world. Podcasts are different from commercial productions because anyone can create a podcast, and podcasts are almost always free. Podcasts cover a wide range of subjects from the lighthearted and silly to serious news or scholarly presentations. You can find podcasts about parenting, cooking, religion, politics, technology, and much more. Ellery Queen Mystery Magazine uses a podcast each month to feature a story from the magazine. Some podcasters use their shows to teach their listeners a new language. People use a piece of software called a podcatcher to automatically download new episodes of their favorite podcasts. Then they can listen to the podcasts on their computer, phone, or tablet. Most podcasts come in MP3 or M4 formats. Until recently, most podcatchers for the PC and Mac were clunky and complicated to use with a screen reader. Blind users could make them work, but it took more time and effort than most people wanted to spend. iTunes is probably the most widely used podcatcher, and the iTunes interface under Windows is particularly cumbersome to use. Heading Level 2 QCast features. QCast is an accessible, intuitive, and full-featured podcast player for your Windows or Mac desktop. With QCast, you can list of 8 items, bullet listen to thousands of podcasts from all over the internet, right from your desktop. Bullet automatically receive new episodes as they are posted. Bullet search for new podcasts to listen to. Bullet rewind, fast forward, and adjust the playback speed of the episode you are playing. Bullet resume both downloaded and streaming episodes right where you left off after closing QCast or switching to a different podcast. Bullet listen to password protected podcasts. Bullet import your favorite podcasts from other software or export your podcast list to another podcatcher. Bullet and much more. List end. Until now, the only methods for listening to podcasts from your computer have been clunky or inaccessible. QCast changes the game by providing you a slick, easy way to listen to podcasts. Whether you are a veteran podcast listener who can't miss your daily episodes, or someone who's never really tried the podcast thing, visited link give it a try and see how awesome it can be. Heading Level 2, our first cross-platform app. We have been developing a set of technologies to enable accessible application development on multiple platforms. QCast is the first demonstration of this technology, and we are proud to provide the same access whether you are using it with OS X or Windows. A single license for QCast is valid for both your Mac and Windows computers. So why not link get yours now? Heading level 2, what people are saying. Several people have performed audio reviews of QCast. You can listen to them below. Note that QCast has continuously improved since the time of the reviews, so they may not reflect the latest state of the program. Still, they should give you a good idea of QCast's capabilities. List of 4 items. Bullet visited link. Brian Hartgen's review of QCast from February 23, 2013. Bullet link. Brian Hartgen's review of QCast search feature from February 25, 2013. Bullet visited link. Christopher Grabowski's review of QCast from February 17, 2013. Bullet link. Christopher Grabowski's review of QCast search feature from February 25, 2013. List in.
So they did say that you could actually download it and give it a try. And that is free, I think, for 30 days, but it's been a while now since I did that. You can also buy it, and it's a one-time fee of $10, which is really not much at all. And then all the updates from that point on are free. There's a download link, and when you get to the download link, you have the following instructions.
Heading level 1, download QCast. Here you'll find the downloadable installer for QCast. Once installed, QCast will run as a demo. If you have already purchased it, you can enter the activation code you were emailed at the time of purchase to unlock the program's full functionality.
All right, so it's pretty simple. You can play around with it before you buy, or you could just dive in, spend the $10, and buy it if you think that it's something that you're going to use on a regular basis. I do. I have, 15 or 16 podcasts that I am interested in, and they aren't all published daily. Some weekly, some monthly. So we'll go into the program. Now, when you go into the program for the first time, after you install it, there'll be nothing in it. You have to either add your podcast feeds or import them from other programs. And I already have a lot of stuff in here, so we'll talk about adding them in a moment, just to give you an idea of what the basic configuration looks like.
QCast check 22 of 58.
So that's the name of the program. I'm going to press Enter. And it'll bring up the first podcast that we have in there.
Podcasts list view. A window to the Magic Disneyland Adventure podcast is set.
So what happens is that it'll read the name of the podcast. In this case, the first one that's in there is a Disneyland podcast that I subscribe to. And the last time that there was an episode posted. And as you up and down arrow, that's what you're going to get, the name of the podcast. So in this case, I have a Disneyland podcast. I'm going to download to one of the more accessible related podcasts.
A window to the Magic WTACB events, November 2nd, 2016, 11 hours, 38 minutes, and 5 seconds a.m.
And that's the time that the podcast was actually posted on November 2nd.
American Radio Theater, Apple This Podcast, December 23rd, 2016, 11 hours, 50 minutes, and 57 seconds a.m.
Okay, so there's an Apple This Podcast. We're all familiar with that podcast, and this puts them all here, or at least, I don't know if it doesn't have them all here in this situation. Not all podcasts are listed with every single podcast in this application. I know Freedom Scientifics is, but I don't think Apple This is. We'll find out. As I tab once now, I'm sitting on Apple This.
Apple This Podcast, December 23rd, 2016, 11 hours, 50 minutes, and 57 seconds a.m. 5 of 16.
Okay, so we're going to tab.
Episodes list view. Go into.
And here's an episodes list.
Go into Battle with Blind Gladiator for Mac, December 23rd, 2016, 11 hours, 50 minutes, and 57 seconds a.m. Not downloaded, 1 of 147.
So apparently there are 147 in this list. That was the last one that I had received as of the recording date today, which is December 28th as I record this. I'm going to do end.
Live the life of a new parent with My Baby Sin for iOS, November 15th, 2015, 6 hours, 56 minutes, and 55 seconds p.m., not downloaded. Live the life of a...
So that's the last one that's in this long list. I know there are a lot more, but what they must have done is take a lot of the earlier ones out. So you can still get those from the AppleVis website, but you can't download them. I don't believe you can download them anymore from this application.
Go in.
Now, so that's the second tab. The first tab was the list, the name of the podcast in the last post. The second one was the list of episodes. If you tab again, you get a synopsis of that particular episode.
Episode description, read only edit. In this podcast, Calvin Bindeher gives us a brief demonstration and walkthrough of Blind Gladiator for Mac. The game is also available for iOS and the Windows PC platform. Here is a link to the game on the App Store.
Okay. Now, If you tab again,
podcasts list view.
There's the December 23rd podcast. I'm going to down arrow now.
Blind Bargains Audio, featuring the BB Apple This Podcast, December 23rd, 2016, 11 hours, 50 episodes list view. Go into battle.
So now I'm in the list of episodes, not the synopsis, but just the list. So I can down arrow through the list.
Go into battle with Blind Gladiator for purchasing iTunes gift cards with voiceover on iOS, the 2016 version, December 18th, 2016, 10 hours. A demonstration of blindfold trivia match, December 11th. Quick tip, demonstration of abiding radio for iOS, December 10th. Quick tip, advanced audio editing with Ferrite Recording Studio. Embark on an epic, perilous rite of passage with a blind legend. NOAA Weather International for iOS free real-time hyperlocal weather forecast. Meet the weather gods of fire, ice, water.
Okay, so that's a list of episodes, not the entire list, but just a few.
Go into battle.
So I hit a home button to go back to the top of that.
Podcasts list view.
And now we'll down arrow through some of the other podcasts.
Apple this podcast. Blind Bargains Audio, featuring the BB Cast, technology news, interviews, and more. December 12th, 2016.
So their last one was December 12th. They're due to post end of the year here real shortly. And theoretically, if they were to post it while I'm recording, we would get that sound effect, you'd hear it, and the information would come down. Because I think it's actively looking for things as long as the application is open. So if they were to post it while we were recording, we'd hear about it. If I tab now...
Episodes list view. Blind Bargains Cast 85. Attractive and Sporty, December 12th, 2016. 6 hours, 12 minutes, and 16 seconds p.m.
And then tabbing again would give us the information within the actual podcast.
Episode description read-only edit. This is the last of our normal format shows for the year. That means the year in A.T. 2016 is right around the corner. But before we push out old man winter for baby new year, we will begin to think about our to be left by the wayside new.
Okay, so anyway,
podcast,
that's another podcast.
Blind Bargains,
just to give you an idea of what I've got.
Brunch with the Brits, December,
and that's a podcast based upon BBC Radio.
Eyes on Success with hosts Peter and Nancy Torpy, December 28th, 2016.
That's another assistive technology podcast. For whatever reason, I don't know why, I can't get them to... I can get them to download, but I can't get them to play. I have to go to the website and physically download the ones that I want to hear. And a couple of other people have had that problem, and I don't know whether it's a problem with the QCast podcaster or just what the situation is. Peter is aware of it because a couple of other people have had that problem. So whether it would affect you or not, I don't know. If you decide to use this podcast, let me know what you encounter.
Freedom Scientific FS Cast, December 7th, 2016.
So the latest Freedom Scientific podcast was December 7th. All of theirs are up here.
Episodes list view. FS Cast episode 135, 10 years of FS Cast. Andrew Zeman gets his wish from Make-A-Wish Foundation. Ryan Jones talks about his 10,000 like Christmas display December 7th, 2016, 7 hours, 50.
If I hit the end key.
FS Cast episode 1, December 2006.
So they're all up here. Not everybody does that, but it's kind of fun to have that available. And they're also up on the website as well. And
episode description read-only edit.
This is the description.
We published our first episode of FS Cast. We published our first episode of FS Cast back in December 2006. To celebrate, Jonathan Mosen discusses how the podcast got started and shares just a few highlights of the past decade. A number of listeners join us to mark this milestone. We then speak with Andrew Zeman and his mom, Karen. Andrew has been granted a wish by the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and we're honored at his wishes to visit us at VFO in Florida. Ryan Jones has an even bigger, better Christmas light show running at his home in Lexington, Kentucky, with nearly 10,000 lights. He tells us how and why he does it. Show host, Jonathan Mosen, 10 years of FS Cast.
I have a few more podcasts in my list, so we'll quickly go over them.
Main menu, December 16th, 2016, 12 hours, 0 minutes.
And that's shows now heard every couple of weeks on ABC Radio.
Mystic Access Podcast, where the magic is in learning.
Mystic Access is really a lot of tutorials and guides and so forth that you can purchase. They do good work.
SQPN, the Blind Geek.
SQPN is a Catholic-related website, a podcast that I listen to.
The Blind Geek Zone, October 29th.
Blind Geek Zone is Rick Harmon, and they don't podcast all the time, but occasionally they do, so it's good to have them.
The Blind Side with
Blind Side with Jonathan Mosen.
The Tech Doctor blog and podcast, December 19th.
And that's usually iOS-related stuff, The Tech Doctor.
UCast, the U-Barbershop.
And that hasn't been on in 4 or 5 years, but I keep it here just in case they decide to do a podcast. It's a Barbershop Harmony-related podcast. And those are the 16 that I currently have. And it's kind of nice to be able to have these. What it does is it downloads all of these into their own individual podcast folders from within the QCast folder and sticks it in your documents. You know, only when you decide to download them. And there are keystrokes for everything. The fact that they're listed here doesn't mean they're downloaded. It just means that they're listed. If you wanted to download something, for example, and let's say you're looking at Freedom Scientific, Control-L would allow you to download the specific episode that you're looking at. If you wanted to go back and download all 10 years of Freedom Scientific, because all of them are there, you would do Control-Shift-L, and it would get all of them for you. And that's the same with any podcast, whether it be Apple Vis or whatever. You could download one of them or all of them with a specific keystroke. It's going to take you a lot longer, of course, if you do Control-Shift-L and decide that you want to download all of them, but it can be done. Now, timing being what it is, I have a brand new podcast feed that I want to add, and it's one that David Woodbridge does on his Adaptive Technology Podcasts. And so, but while I add it for myself, it might be a good idea to show you how it works. So, we will go into QCast.
Sound full, U-Bard, Skype trademark, sign 22, desktop, folder being list view, most.
Go and I hit Q to get us there. It's on the desktop. And I haven't checked my feeds today to see if there's any new podcasts coming down. So,
podcast list view. A window to the next Disneyland Adventure podcast, December 25th.
So we'll just see if there is.
8 hours, 30 minutes.
Well, see, that's the sound effect. So we've got one. And we'll wait a few more seconds to see if we get any more. And then I'll run down the list and see if I can find the newest podcast by the latest dates, today's date being December 30th. And then we'll add the new podcast from David Woodbridge. Sometimes they take a little extra time to come down. Sometimes they come down right away, and I have a feeling it's if you get a large number of them, it may take a little longer. If it's just one, it comes down pretty quickly. So let's down arrow and see if we can find something from December 29th or 30th.
A Window to the Magic Disneyland Adventure Podcast, December 25th.
No?
A Window to the Magic ACB Events, November 2nd. American Radio Theater, December 26th. Apple Vis Podcast, December 29th.
Aha, so there's a new Apple Vis Podcast. So I'm going to tab once.
Episodes list view, Apple AirPods, unboxing, description and review, December 29th, 2016, 4 hours, 38 minutes, and 51 seconds a.m. Not downloaded, 1 of 148.
And I think that's when it was posted. Let's see if it tells us who did the podcast. I'll tab again.
Episode description read only edit. In this podcast, David Woodbridge introduces us to the recently released Apple AirPods. He tells us what we will find in the box, gives us a physical description of the AirPods and their charging case, and then talks us through his experience of using them with an iPhone, Mac, Apple Watch, and Apple TV. For those unfamiliar with the Apple AirPods, this is how they are described by Apple. AirPods will forever change the way you use headphones. Whenever you pull your AirPods out of the charging case, they instantly turn on and connect to your iPhone, Apple Watch, iPad, or Mac. Audio automatically plays as soon as you put them in your ears and pauses when you take them out. To adjust the volume, change the song, make a call, or even get directions, just double tap to activate Siri. Driven by the custom Apple W1 chip, AirPods use optical sensors and a motion accelerometer to detect when they ring your ears. Whether you're using both AirPods or just one, the W1 chip automatically routes the audio and engages the microphone, and when you're on a call or talking to Siri. An additional accelerometer works with beamforming microphones to filter out background noise and focus on the sound of your voice. Because the ultra-low power W1 chip manages battery life so well, AirPods deliver an industry-leading 5 hours of listening time on one charge, and they're made to keep up with you, thanks to a charging case that holds multiple additional charges for more than 24 hours of listening time. Need a quick charge? Just 15 minutes in the case gives you 3 hours of listening time.
Okay, so that's what that's all about. That was the reason I was going to go download David Woodbridge's podcast, so that's, well, I'll do that anyway. But that's the latest podcast, and that's what it sounds like when it downloads to your device. Now, it didn't download it itself at all. It just displayed it. So,
episode podcast, episodes list view.
Let's go ahead and download it by pressing Control plus L, and you'll hear what it sounds like when it finishes. It doesn't. I wish it would give you a progress, but it doesn't do that. So I'm pressing Control L right now, and I'm guessing it's a short podcast, so it shouldn't take too long to download. I can hear my hard drive spinning. All right, that's the sound that it made when it finished downloading. So let's see what we can do now to go get the brand new podcast. And I'm going to press, I think it's Alt-P.
Menu, podcast menu, add podcast, dot, 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 control, plus P.
That's what it was,
menu
okay. So we'll do control P, and that'll put us into the right field.
Add podcast dialog, podcast URL, edit.
And I got the URL by going to his website, so we'll put it in there now. I've pasted it in.
Eight.
And for those who are curious, I'll just right arrow through here so you have a complete reference in terms of what the podcast is. So
H,
we've got
http://davidoodbr.odbean.com/feed/blank/blank.
Okay. Hope you got that. I'm going to tab once.
Password protected podcast checkbox not checked.
And it's not password protected.
Check URL button.
So let's check the URL button.
Podcast title read only edit.
And that means they found it. When you hear that little ding, that means they've been successful in finding the podcast, which means we can now...
Description, read only edit.
Look at the description.
Apple accessibility for the blind or low vision. Apple accessibility for the blind or low vision.
Okay, so that's the description. And I'll tab again.
Add button.
Add button.
Cancel button. Podcast URL.
Okay, edit. We're back to where we were before. So
can't add button.
Shift tabbing twice to the add button. We'll press enter.
Podcasts list view. Apple Viz Podcast December 29.
So that brought us back to where we were before. Apple Viz Podcast. I'm going to down arrow and see what it's called. I think it's David Woodbridge.
Blind Bargains Audio. Brunch with the Brits. Eyes on Success with Freedom Scientific. I see using various technologies from a blind person's perspective.
That's
December 23rd, 2016, 8 hours, 29 minutes, and 13 seconds p.m.
And
I see using various techniques.
That's what it is. I see using various techniques. And this came out on the 23rd of December. So that's a little bit about how you add a podcast with QCast. One of the really fun things that you can do with this application is in the play menu. And I want to walk you through that a little bit and just talk about some of the
QCast
things that you can do. So we're in the QCast window.
Apple Viz Podcast, December 30th, 2016, 4 hours.
And
episodes list view, an overview and demonstration of the 2016 MacBook Pro with Touch Bar, December 30th, 2016.
So this is a Mac computer. I have not downloaded this, but you don't need to, actually. You could technically press play and listen to it from within the application itself. So I'll press play.
Playback, an overview and demonstration of the 2016 MacBook Pro with Touch Bar dialog, volume podcast position, title read only edit, an overview and demonstration of the 2016.
It would have helped if I had turned the pot up a little bit, but anyway, there's David Woodbridge in the background.
And the specifications.
And I'm not, by the way, for those who are interested, I'm not paying him any extra for being on the podcast with us this evening. So we are in the playback menu.
SSD.
Description.
And there's the description.
I'm actually going to go through
pause
a.
What's
there's the pause button.
Physical description.
Play button.
So the pause and the play button are toggles. So now that I press the pause button, when I press enter again, we would hit play button.
Stop button.
There's the stop button. I'm tabbing through.
Jump to time button.
Jump to time button.
Volume left. Jump to time button.
You can literally type in where you want to be in the podcast with regard to time. You'd probably want to know in advance how long the podcast is so you don't press typing something that would take you past the total time of the podcast, which I've done already. So, but if we press enter on the time button.
Playback, an overview and demonstration time, edit 0 hours, 0 minutes, and 31 seconds, 711,451.
So we're 31 seconds into the podcast.
Zero, colon, zero, zero.
And that's the minutes?
Colon, 3, 1.
So?
3:00:00.
We'd want to leave that that first one free because it's not an hour long.
Zero, colon.
So I've just deleted the two zeros in the minutes area, and I'm going to put 05. And so now we should be 5 minutes and 31 seconds into the broadcast, and we'll press enter.
Qcast, play.
And play button.
Playback, an overview and demo. Okay, cancel. Time, edit. 0 hours, 5 minutes. Cancel button. Okay button. Qcast, stop button. Play button.
Then you'll probably make more noise on this keyboard than you do if I...
Play button.
So we are 5 minutes, 31 seconds into the podcast.
Stop button. Jump to time button. Volume left, right slider, 40%.
Okay, that's the volume.
Podcast position left, right slider, 11%.
So we're 11% into the podcast.
Speed combo box, normal, 2 of 6.
Now, normal is the second position. There's a slower feed, position. And most blind people would listen to it, at least the slowest would be normal. You can go faster if you want to.
Normal, fast, faster, really fast, fastest.
Somebody really spent a lot of time in coming up with those labels, you can tell. So,
normal, fast.
Fast isn't that much faster.
Speed combo box, fast, 3 of 6.
And now we'll go back to the play button.
Volume left, jump to time button, stop button, play button, pause button.
Now, if you take your finger to the left hand or the right hand bezel on either side of the keyboard, and literally go
stop
from the
button.
Top.
You can tell there's a little bit of a difference, but not a great deal.
Jump to top, volume left, podcast position left, right, speed combo box, fast, 3, fast, faster.
Okay, so now we're at faster.
Pot volume, stop button, play button, pause button.
You're listening to another AppleBiz podcast.
Welcome to this demonstration of the new MacBook Pro with Touch Bar. And what I'll be talking about today...
Play button.
Okay.
Stop button. Jump, vault, pop, share button. Speed combo box. Faster. 4 of 6. Faster. Really fast. Speed combo...
Okay, so now we're at fast. Alt-P should play it.
You're listening to another AppleBiz podcast.
Welcome to this demonstration of the new MacBook Pro with Touch Bar. And what I'll be talking about...
So we've now stopped it.
Share button.
And we will...
Speed combo box, really fast.
Press Alt-E, and that'll take us to the speed combo box.
Fastest.
And this is fastest. So now we can press Alt-P.
You're listening to another AppleBiz podcast.
Welcome to this demonstration of the new MacBook Pro with Touch Bar. And the one I'll be talking about today is the 13-inch MacBook Pro. And the specifications of this particular one I'm using, it's the 2.9 GHz version.
Now, this is pretty cool. I mean, that's about as fast as a lot of us might listen to this podcast at. It's probably too fast if you've had a couple of glasses of wine. I haven't had quite that many yet as I do this recording, but it's kind of fun to see that built right on into the application. So you can pick and choose. And part of it, of course, depends on the speed at which the individual doing the podcast is speaking. So you may or may not want to use this fastest speed, but you can choose depending upon... any number of factors, and it's kind of nice that it's available. And I had very rarely used this before because I hadn't gone into the help section to read it. You know, most guys don't read the help sections anyway, so it was because I wanted to find out how to use it that I actually did it for this Tech Talk podcast. And so pretty cool. If you tab,
share button,
there's also a share button. So if you like, for example, this podcast, if you're really excited about it and you want to share it with friends, currently there are two options. I wish there were more, but there are not, apparently.
Playback, an overview and demonstration of the two.
So I pressed enter on the share button.
Twitter, 1 of 2.
So you can share it with Twitter.
Email.
Or you can email it. If you email it, let's press enter on email and see what happens.
Enter recipient dialog. Who would you like to email a link to this episode to? Edit.
Well, let's email it to me. Okay.
Okay button. Qcast. Playback. An overview and demonstration.
Okay, so it should have emailed it to me. And the other option...
Playback. An overview of Twitter. One email.
Is... Well, email is one. Twitter is another.
Twitter.
If we press enter on Twitter.
QCast. Playback. I'm listening to Apple Viz podcast in QCast. Send button. Cancel button. Text. Edit.
Okay. So that's what it would say, and you could obviously add to it in the way of a text, or rather an edit message for Twitter, as long as you keep it under the prescribed number of maximum characters.
Send, cancel button, QCast.
So, pretty cool. I wish they would add Facebook. I'm kind of surprised, actually, that they didn't. But anyway, there are two options available at the moment, and maybe they'll add more whenever they get around to updating QCast. So, pretty nice.
Share button, title read-only edit, description read-only edit, play button, stop button.
So, that's all in the playback portion of this podcast application. If you want to read all about it and learn how to really use it and get more information than what we've had time to talk about here, you can go into the help section and there's documentation with everything included that we've discussed and a whole lot more. We're going to take a look now at the QCast menus just a little bit, and there are keystrokes associated with each command, so you don't have to go into the menus at all once you know the keystrokes.
Menu bar, podcast.
I just hit the Alt key. It says podcast.
Menu, podcast menu, add podcast, dot, 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 control plus P.
So control plus P will put you into the box where you can add the podcast as we have done on this presentation.
Search for podcasts, dot, 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 control plus S.
Control plus S allows you to search for them if you know what the exact name might be.
Delete podcast, control plus delete.
And control plus delete deletes the podcast, of course.
Podcast details dot 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 control plus D.
So that's control plus D. I'm sitting right now, I think, on Freedom Scientific's podcast. So if I were to press control and D, or since I'm in the menu system, I would just press enter, we should get the details.
Leaving menus. Details for Freedom Scientific FS Cast Dialog. Podcast title read-only edit. Freedom Scientific FS Cast. Description read-only edit. FS Cast is Freedom Scientific's podcast, hosted by Jonathan Mosen. Podcast URL, read-only edit. http://www.freedomscientific.com/fscast/rss.xml. Close button.
And I'm going to make sure that before this airs, I have all of the feeds that I normally have and use, having anything to do with assistive technology, up on the email list in the event that you need it. And maybe we can find a way to put it up here in the room as well during the actual presentation. And you can take those and add whichever ones you may want to add to your own podcast catcher, in the event that you feel like that you want to do that. So that's
podcasts list.
All about the details on the podcast. There are some other nice things in here.
Menu bar.
So we'll go back into the menus.
Delete podcast, browse podcast, podcast website,
now,
browse podcast folder, control plus B.
To browse your podcast folder.
Browse podcast folder, control plus B. Leaving menus. Podcasts list view. Freedom Scientific FS Cast.
It.
Items view.
It doesn't
items
really
view.
Tell you anything in the folder itself. I don't quite understand that one. I thought initially it allowed you to browse podcasts that were available by genre and topic, because I know Juicy used to allow you to do that, but that's not what QCast does, and there's nothing in this folder. And it may just be that it allows you to browse the podcast in the folder that was created on your desktop of your specific podcast. That's the only thing I can think of.
File tab, but
so
menu, leaving menus.
Now there's an interesting, very convenient control here. It's called
podcast website control plus W.
That will take you to the website of the podcast if that podcast has a website. Most of them do. There are a couple that don't. And so what happens in those situations is that you're taken to your provider. My provider is Time Warner, so it took me to the Time Warner website when I looked for Brunch with the Brits that Matt does.
Podcast website control plus.
So I'm sitting on Freedom Scientific's webpage right on their podcast right now. So
Leaving menus. Freedom Scientific FS cast December 7th.
So that's, if I were to do Control W here, it would take me right to their website.
I see using various technologies.
There's the one from David Woodridge.
Main menu, December 16th.
Main menu. Let's see what it does for main menu on the ACB website. So Control W.
Home menu, Internet Explorer. Home main menu. Home main menu. 9 headings and 13 links. Home main menu, graphic ACB radio logo, heading level 1 main menu, heading level 2 navigation list of 10 items bullet
now,
space.
Now, we're talking about directly to the actual main menu part of the site, not ACB in general, or the home page. So if I hit H.
Home heading level 1. Blank. Welcome to the main menu website. Main menu is a weekly program run on Link ACB Radio Mainstream.
Well, yeah, it does run weekly, but it's produced bi-weekly.
All about technology from a blindness perspective. It PM Eastern.
Anyway.
It is then made available to radio readings. Sir. All about technology from a blindness perspective. It features reviews and interviews about all types of technology. The show airs every Friday at 9 o'clock. PM Eastern. It is then made available to radio reading services around the world who are members of IAAIS, is available as a podcast in the iTunes Store. And is in the iBlink radio app for iOS and Android devices.
They got to change that now that they don't call it iBlink anymore.
Members of IAAIS and let them know that main menu is available to them weekly. Blank. Heading level 3 most recent announcements. Blank. Heading level 4 main menu covers all the great new tech releases this week, so be sure you do not miss the show. Blank. It was a busy week for new tech this week, and we will tell you about all the new tech happenings this week, and we will feature. Blank. Jonathan Mosen with part 2 of the announcement and new features in JAWS 17 and also the latest release of Magic Large Print software this week.
Oh, they haven't updated this page in a while. Okay, so even though it takes you here, this probably would not be the best place to go if you wanted the latest information. Anyway, so much for that. But it is a useful feature, that Control W keystroke. So we'll go back now into QCast
podcast
and look at the other menu items.
Browse pod, check for new episodes, Control plus N.
So it automatically checks for new ones when you come in to the application. But at any time, you can do Control plus N, and it will search for new episodes among those that you have added, not just new in general, but podcasts that you have added.
Import dot dot dot.
There's import,
export, dot,
export.
Dot, options, dot, dot, dot.
Let's go into options first.
Meeting menus, podcasts, list view, main menu December 16th, download path, read only edit C, / users, / John, / documents, / QCast.
So it does place the QCast folder into your documents, and that's a folder comprised of all the podcasts that you've downloaded using QCast. You can leave them there, you can move them, doesn't matter. I have combinations of podcasts from both Juice and QCast, and they're kind of all over the place. I should probably reconcile them into one area, but I haven't done that yet. I will one of these centuries. Let's tab.
Set download path dot 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 button.
So you can do that manually if you want to.
Update interval in minutes edit, 15.
So it's gonna look for them every 15 minutes if you were to have the application open all day long. I usually don't, but you could.
Output audio device combo box, default, 1 of 4.
So if I down arrow, let's see what the other choices are.
Speakers, Realtek High Definition Audio. Realtek Digital Output, Realtek High Definition Audio. Speaker Digital Video Recorder.
Okay, well,
default.
We'll leave it in default.
Application language requires restart combo box. U.S. English, U.S. English, 4 of 14.
Oh, there's 14 of these. Let's see what else is in here.
Alef, Lam, and Reba, Yeltemar, Buda, Arabic. Bulgarski, Bulgarian. Deutsch, German. U.S. English, U.S. English. Espanol, Spanish. Esti, Estonian. Suomi, Finnish. France, Ace, French. Magyar, Hungarian. Georgian. Portuguese, Portuguese. Ruski, I, Russian. Slovenia, Slovak. Nun.
I've never heard of Nun. Well, I have, but not. That's more religious than anything else.
U.S. English, U.S. English.
Okay, so.
Application length, OK button.
There's an OK.
Cancel button. Download path. Read only edit.
So there's only one tab in this box.
OK button. Podcasts list view.
Okay, so.
Menu bar.
If we go to import.
Import dot dot dot.
Let's see if we can follow through on that one. I'm not going to do it. Actually do it.
Leaving menus. List view. Main menu December 16th, 2016. 12 hours, 0 minutes.
And that's where,
and
I'm, that's where I was sitting, so that's where it brought up.
Import OPML file dialog. File name. Edit combo. Files of type, combo box, dot optimal files, star dot optimal, 1 of 1. Open button. Cancel button. Up to this PC Alt plus other O button. All locations split button. Search box edit. Explorer pane. Tree view, tree view. Documents closed.
Two so of 16. You can go get two. It and documents manually bring closed. It over if
two
you
of
want
16.
To.
Shell folder view. Explorer pane. Header. Name split button. File name. Edit combo.
Okay, so we're back where we were.
Podcasts list view. Name menu
and
December 16.
I don't know if there was a
check for new episode.
Keystroke.
Insert export dot dot dot.
No. For import and export, there are no keystrokes. For export, let's see if it's got the same dialogue.
Meeting menus. Podcasts list view. Main menu December 16th, 2016, 12 hours, 0 minutes, and 0 seconds a.m., 11 of 17. Export OTML file dialogue. File name. Edit combo. Save as type. Combo box. .optimal file star .optimal. 1 of 1. Hide folders button. Save button. Cancel button. Up to this PC alt plus.
And then the rest of it's pretty similar.
Podcasts list.
So that's import and export. I didn't really use that when I compiled all my podcasts into QCast.
Podcast website control.
And it's probably pretty good. I just don't have a lot of experience on
import
that
dot dot
area.
Dot export to options. Exit. Add podcast dot 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 control plus P.
So we're back to adding podcast. I'm going to right arrow.
Menu bar. Menu. Episode menu. Play dot dot dot. Download control plus L. Download all control plus shift plus L. Email episode control plus E.
So you can actually email information about that episode.
View episode details control plus shift plus D.
Control shift D will allow you to
menu bar.
Look at the details. We tabbed over there earlier, and that's probably quicker when you're actually on that control. But if I were to do control plus shift plus D on main menu.
Episode details dialog. Episode name. Read only edit. Main menu for Friday, December 6th.
So it just drops you into that area really quickly.
Podcast.
Okay.
Help. Download all email view at play dot dot dot. Download control plus L.
Okay, so that's all there is in that area. I'm going to right arrow.
Help menu. QCast documentation F1.
So at any time, you can hit F1 and get the QCast documentation.
Report an issue dot dot dot.
Okay.
Activate QCast dot 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 unavailable. Check for update. About QCast dot dot dot. Report an issue dot dot dot.
Okay, let's see what happens if we go into report an issue. I'm not going to, but I'm just kind of curious to see what they look for.
Leaving menus, podcasts list view, main menu December 16th, your email address edit.
Okay.
Summary edit. Rarely radio button checked, 1 of 4.
Okay, let's PC. Go out, let's go up and down arrow so we get more details.
Rarely, always, frequently.
Tabbing through here doesn't really give you all the information that you need.
Summary edit. Your email address edit. Summary edit. PC. Blank, 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 blank. Sometimes radio. Rarely, always, frequently radio. Sometimes radio.
Well, I guess we want to know how often this happens.
Rarely radio, but always rarely radio button checked. Sometimes radio button checked. Frequently radio button checked. Always radio button checked. Rarely PC.
Okay.
Steps to reproduce edit.
Okay, and then you have to reproduce those steps. So they want to know specifics so they can try and fix whatever problem is occurring. I've never had to use it.
Expected results edit. Actual results edit. Okay button. Cancel button. Your email address edit.
Okay.
Cancel button.
So it's pretty good in terms of, it's a lot of the same things you would do when you were testing something. And they want to know as much information as they could possibly get so that they can try and reproduce the issue that you might be having. So that's good to have available in the event that something goes wrong.
Podcast.
So that's basically the menus for QCast, and it's very accessible, very comprehensive, and they've done a nice job of putting this together. In wrapping up tonight's Tech Talk presentation on QCast, I want to remind you that the application is available from the website, and I'll put that specific website along with keystrokes in the email list. I also have the podcast URLs regarding assistive technology that I'll add. And you can take a look at it, play with it if you want to for free, or you can spend the $10 and make use of it on a daily basis like I have. I'll be around for a few minutes and will be happy to answer any questions that I can. And want to thank you all again for listening to QCast tonight on Tech Talk.
See user documents. The Fat Price Tech Talk training room moderator. The Fat Price Tech Talk training room moderator.
All right, John, thank you. Thank you so much. And I see that you're with us live here. And I do appreciate that. What a great little bit of information that you presented to us on QCast. And if you're ready, John, we're going to see if we have any questions up there in just a minute. Ron, if you're ready, let me just make sure you're there with us. Ron, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. And actually, the first question is from Vicki, and she wants to know, what voice are you using?
Oh, well, I used Ava, and Ava's one of the voices that's available with JAWS, and maybe other screen readers are using too, I don't know, with a brand new vocalizer voices. And it's a nice, relaxing voice, so I kind of enjoy it. And I don't know if any of the screen readers have it, but JAWS does. So, what, Larry? No, I changed it on my phone. I had Ava for a while, but the only problem with Ava is she's sometimes tougher to understand in loud environments because she's got a soft voice. So I changed it back to Tom on the iPhone, but I like it on the computer. So that's Ava, A-V-A. And she's available there on the Vocalizer website and also on the Freedom Scientific website if you have JAWS.
Metzenkari is talking. Link available. Ken Metzenkari is talking.
Get out of that spot.
Moderate participants left parent 15, right parent open.
Okay. If you have a microphone and have a question, hit the F8 key, press the letter Q, hit enter. And
participants left parent 14, right parent open. Level 1, John Gatsman, Sherry.
Trying to get him quiet here. You'll be in queue for the question. If you do not have a microphone, hit the F8 key, type your question, hit enter, and then Ron will read the question to you. Ron, do we have another question, please?
Okay, the next person is Alan, if he's still there.
Yeah, John, nice job on the presentation. I got a little confused when you were cycling through, I guess, both your subscriptions, the podcast you had subscribed to, as well as the episode guides. My assumption was when you went on your subscriptions, it was quoting fairly high numbers of hours. So I figured that was the number of hours of those particular podcasts that had been downloaded. But when you were going through your episode list, it seemed like instead of giving you the length of time of each individual podcast, it was giving you maybe the cumulative number of those that were, including the one you were on, plus maybe those that were below it. Because, I was hearing numbers like 6 hours and things like that, which I've never come across a podcast that was quite that long. So maybe you could kind of clarify that for me. Thanks.
Sometimes it's weird. I don't know why, the voice reads it as hours when it's actually minutes. But I think a lot of those are times, posting times, rather than the length of the podcast, because it gives a date and then followed by like time of day, for example. I'd have to go back now and listen to it again. I know what you mean, but I'm trying to remember specifically specific examples. And now I can't without going back to the podcast. But the subscriptions are definitely last posting time. And I don't remember now if when you tab, if it's giving you the full length of the podcast. I don't think it is. I think the only way you can really get into that is to go into the podcast itself and look through it with like Winamp or another player that you have.
Thank you. Ron, next question, please.
Okay, Bobby is next.
Hey, John, here's my question to you. Can QCast also, as well as being a podcatcher, is it also a media player since it plays podcasts? And is there any way, because a lot of players and podcatchers have pitch change, how do you change the pitch? I know you've changed the speed, but is there a way to change the pitch? Like if you wanted to fool somebody or play around like we used to in back in the old days with those big green tape recorders?
Well, I don't think QCast is a player per se, except for the podcasts that you've just downloaded. And I think they intentionally do not want to change pitch. They want to make the speed changes available to you so that you can listen at whatever speed you want to. But the goal really is not to change the pitch, just the rate of speed so that you can go faster if you decide that you want to do that.
Okay, thank you. Ron, next question, please.
Okay, I'm waiting for somebody to post the next question.
Okay, are we saying there are no other questions on there?
That's the current state, yes.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, if that's the case, John, I just want to really thank you on behalf of Tech Talk and Accessible World for a great presentation. As always, you always do such a professional job, and we really appreciate it. And with that in mind, next week we're going to hear a gentleman, the Don, I think it's Olson. I have to look at his name. I didn't do it while we were on the podcast here. He is going to be talking about the Bard Express. Bard Express. And he and I have been in touch. We're going to meet tomorrow, actually, and talk a little bit. And so I'm looking forward to it and hope that all of you will join us and have questions about Bard Express. I know probably just about all of you use the Bard system. And he works for the NLS. And so it'll be a great program next Monday. And we look forward to it. With that, this is my first official week as a co-chair with Alan Lindley. And I want to tell you that if you have suggestions on items that you would like us to have as a discussion on Tech Talk, please email me at kenmetz, K-E-N-M-E-T-Z, 1946, @gmail.com. Or you can email Alan. He's also in the newswire. So either one of us. But I'm going to be doing most of the Tech Talk stuff, so you might want to email me so we can get these programs set up for you. We're going to have a program coming up in February in regards to someone who started a business where he is doing tech work either by remote or by people sending their computers in, a guy who I met many years ago, and I know his main thing was using the Apple computers, so you may, or the Macs now, so you may want to also stay tuned for that in a few weeks. So we'll be talking with you soon, and John, just before we say goodnight, would you like to give some contact information, please, for you and or for QCast?
Well, I put the website for QCast, both the homepage and the QCast portion of it. Accessible Apps is the company that makes QCast, so their homepage is up in the email list. The webpage for QCast is also up there. And in one email, I put the various keystrokes that we went over tonight. And then I also listed a lot of the podcast URLs having anything to do with assistive technology that I have and that I use. And that way, if anybody's interested in adding them to their own podcatcher, you can do that. And I hope that if people have other URLs not listed, and if you want to share those in the email, Tech Talk email, then a lot of us can add those as podcasts as well. If you want to contact me, I'm John Gassman at roadrunner.com. Gassman is spelled G-A-S-S-M-A-N. And I will be happy to answer you and hopefully answer questions or maybe just dialogue about stuff. So I try and get back to you as soon as I can, but I work. And some days we are really, really busy like today. So it may take a while, but I will get back to you eventually. So thank you again for spending some time in Accessible World today and listening to the podcast. I had a lot of fun putting it together, and I hope you enjoy the application as well.
Absolutely. We appreciate it. So with that, I also want to thank Bob Acosta, the CEO of this outfit of Accessible World. I appreciate the opportunity to do this. I really do. And with that in mind, as Bob always said, and I'm going to continue, the room is yours. You guys can chat all night if you can stay up and do that. I'm not going to do that tonight. but I'll be around a few minutes. So with that, thanks again for listening, everyone, and we'll be back with you next week to talk about Bard Express. Have a good week. Sorry, let me say thanks to Ron. Somehow I always forget when I get into this, and I don't want to miss him. Ron is just fabulous to read all the questions for us, be there for us, and everything else. And I want to say thanks to Ron, and also to Alan for being there, just in case I couldn't have made it through this. And I'm going to go get me some tea, and I won't say what else. I probably won't have any of that anyway, so just the tea, and talk to you later. Take care.
Nice job, Ken. Hope you feel better soon, and thanks from me too, Ron. Excellent job. See y'all around.
Yeah, well, thanks for the compliment, and I'm happy to help.